It'll be the whisper in counseling by my Spirit that'll bring you through, says the Spirit of grace. Or step aside, for these are critical times. They're critical in the birth of that which I promised. And they're critical in the place of bringing you all the way through where you're standing in the fight, says the Spirit of grace. But you can trust the whisper of my voice, the counsel. Believe that those things which are coming to you in the secret places of whisper of my voice to your heart are the very foundation by which my peace is established in your spirit. And if you'll walk in this peace, as my word says, that your feet will be shod with the preparation of this gospel, which is peace, I'll lead you out. I'll lead you to a land in a wide place. For many stand in a narrow place, a place of pressing, where hardly there feels like there is an escape. But I say unto you, listen, for you can trust the whisper of my voice. Count these things as precious. Count these things as above all knowledge that you could receive and counsel of man. Know that the whisper of my voice, if you'll listen and trust, I'll lead you out. I'll establish you in a wide place, in a fertile land, in a land in my spirit where my anointing breaks every yoke, says the Spirit of grace. This is not the end. This is not the end. This is the beginning, says the Spirit of grace. Stand in the whisper. Listen close. Count it more precious than any counsel you could receive of friend or family. Follow it. Follow it in your dreams, in your decrees, and in your confessions. For I'm counseling each one that'll spend any time with me. And I'm counseling with a soft voice of direction and assuring you that this is not the end. It is the beginning of all things going forward, always, always to the end of the fulfillment of the promise, says the Spirit of grace.